Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Walter O'Hara coming to you from Northern Virginia, right next door to our lovely nation's capital. And this is History Mystery Poo for the week of 30 July 2011. First of all, I do apologize for being off-grid for a few more weeks than promised. Historicon crept up on me. I had an excellent time. Probably the last time it will be held at the Valley Forge Convention Center, knock on wood. And then I got home and got involved in a bunch of other real-world non-boo activities that just arrived in rapid staccato succession. The last episode was recorded in late June, and the question was fairly easy, but not obvious. The devil is in the details, ladies and gentlemen. Still staying within the Civil War time period, the question was, a wide range of men led troops in the American Civil War. Some surprisingly young men by today's standards rose to high command during the war. My question is this, who were the five youngest generals to serve during the American Civil War? And shocker of shockers, I actually received an answer to this one from Mr. Dewey La Rochelle, a regular reader on the Third Point of Singularity. And his answers were Brigadier General Galusha Pennypacker, 20 years, 8 months, Union. Brigadier General Charles Cleveland Dodge, no age given, Union. Brigadier General Edmund Kirby, no age given, Union. Brigadier General William Paul Roberts, 23 years, 7 months, 10 days, Confederate. Brigadier General John Herbert Kelly, 23 years, 7 months, 16 days, Confederate. Dewey, that's pretty close, but the order is wrong and you forgot General Custer. The answer hinges upon the date of actual commission to brigadier rank. And according to the recent August 2011 issue of the Civil War Times, recent research into the birth date of Galusha Pennypacker indicates that he was almost a year older than previously recorded. Therefore, the youngest five generals of the Civil War were Charles C. Dodge, USA, 21 years, 2 months, 13 days, Galusha Pennypacker, that's Pennypacker, not Pennypacker, USA, at least 21 years, 8 months, 17 days, not 20 years as previously reported. Edmund Kirby, USA, 23 years, 3 months, 12 days. George A. Custer, USA, 23 years, 6 months, 24 days. William Roberts, CSA, 23 years, 7 months, 10 days. Now, a note on the youngest, Charles C. Dodge. And I'm going to read from the Civil War Times. Charles Cleveland Dodge, the son of a New York merchant, entered the Union Army as a cavalry captain in late 1861, 3 months after he turned 20. 8 months later, he became the colonel of the 1st New York Mounted Rifles before his 21st birthday. Early in March 1863, Dodge was still signing his correspondence as a colonel, but his commission as a brigadier general had been sent to the U.S. Senate long before that. It was dated November 29, 1862, barely 10 weeks after he had turned 21. Unlike George Armstrong Custer, Dodge only assumed the rank of general after the Senate confirmed his appointment. But he was still more than 2 years younger than Custer would be when he accepted his commission. With his promotion, Dodge became the senior cavalry officer at Suffolk, Virginia, where Major General John Peck preferred to have a more experienced colonel as his chief of cavalry. John Dix, the department commander, shared Peck's disdain for the novice General Dodge, and their efforts to supersede him probably led Dodge to resign effective June 12, 1863. Charles Dodge was therefore the youngest general of all, but his resignation allowed George Custer to assume that status temporarily when he was appointed brigadier general 16 days later. Custer won a second star a week after Appomattox when he was 25, so he could claim to be the youngest major general on either side, but he was not actually the youngest man to be named a general during the war. That was Dodge. Now, for next week's question. Due to the recent drama taking place over the debt reduction negotiations, I've been contemplating the limits of presidential power lately. As I type this, the Senate is in session, and the Capitol Dome is lit up at night, indicating they are all in there hard at work trying to keep the government from defaulting. The subject is presidential line item vetoes, which is the ability of the president to veto specific lines in a budget that he doesn't agree with, but pass the budget as a whole. So the question is, who was the first American president to utilize the line item veto?